Itanoi Tani, there's a Braita that says, and there the Braita is referring to the Pasuk Lovatam and Atalam and Ufelam and Akana that we just had before. So there's a Tana that says that Menucha is Shiloh, Nachala is Yerushalayim, which we had in the Bavli. But there's also a Tana that says that no, Menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nachala is Shiloh, even though it's out of order, Menucha and Nachala. And what's the Svara? Yom Menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and then Elo Bata Marata Ela Menucha. So just like it says in the Pasuk, Menucha v'Nachala. So Menucha v'Nachala is the order. Menucha first, the Shiloh, Nachala second is Yerushalayim. Fine, Nachala is Yerushalayim. And that makes sense. It says, Ayet Savu'a Nachala Tili. We see that the Navi compares the Nachala, meaning Yerushalayim, to a vulture that's with all of its filthy pieces of nevelas that it has carrying, and there it's calling. It's talking about Yerushalayim over there that they killed in Yerushalayim. So it's Megul v'Dam Naki and so on. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Shvichas Domim that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed for, the Hamikdash Harishon. For Shvichas Domim, Dam Nakisha, Fach Menasha, Beinod, and so on. That's called the Nachala. So Nachala's going to the Beis Hamikdash. Whereas the Man Yom Nachala refers to Shiloh. He says, but it says, Haitali Nachlati Ka'aryeh B'ya'ar. We know that there it's a reference to the Nachala that Yoshua gave over, not the Nachala, meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nachala. And that's Mishkan Shiloh. Menucha is in Yerushalayim because it says Mitzot Menuchati Adayav. It says Bachar Hashem B'tzion. Bachar Hashem B'tzion, and he said Zot Menuchati Adayav. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Tzion as Nachala. I mean, as Menucha. Le'achad, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it's still called Binyan Adayav, meaning that this is Zot Menuchati Ad forever. One. There's not going to be another one. There's only one place. So in other words, the same thing over here. So le'achad, you can compare this to a guy, she'asalo chavila, v'ya ne'nachba. A guy, he's carrying around this package over here, and he's going from place to place, and he sits down, and he leans on his package. So even though in the end, he's going to bring it into his house, but this is his menucha. So fine. So Yerushalayim is called Menucha. So kach ba'olamoy nesra bamos b'gilgalut rabamos b'shilo nesra bamos b'novi givonut rabamos b'Yerushalayim nesra bamos. What's the pshat? It's like a melech shamar l'avdo. Al tishtayayin lo mitveria v'lo mikisaria v'lo mitzipori. When you get to Tveria, I don't want you drinking anyone. I don't want to drink. I don't want to see you drunk in Kisaria. I don't want to see you drunk in Tzipori. Mashma that on the road you can get drunk. I never say anything about not getting drunk. Same thing over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't come to Tveria, so to speak. You didn't come to Shiloh yet. You didn't come to Yerushalayim yet. You don't need Svaris why it's Butter. I never told you otherwise. I said, Lo batam lo nachala. No. So in between, go ahead and get drunk. Meaning go and bring your karbanos b'chol makom in your private places. That's the pshat. Kach b'yomoy. And so it's the same thing over here. It's called Yerushalayim is called Menucha Adayad. That's the place that is the comparative relative to the other places. It's Adayad. Because the Oil Moed is basically, was a temporary resting spot. How many years was there an Oil Moed? 39 years. The second year, it says, Vayibach Chodesh HaRishon Bashanah Sheni, Hukam HaMishkan. So the second year, the 40th, it was a Mishkan, gives you 39 years of a Mishkan. No. The Gilgal, Aswar Basra Shana. We know there were Sheva Shanim Shekivsho and Sheva Shanim Shekilko. Gemara learns this out from Kalev, who traces how old he was at the time that Moshe sent him, and how old he is now that he wants to get his Nachala. So it's clear that it took 7 years from Knesa La'aretz. Sheva Shekilko, we said, is a Svara. In any event, 14 years, 39 years. Shiloh. 369 years. No. Big deal. Because that's all that's left. If you add up the years, well, and you put in Nov and Givon and Gilgal, you end up with 369. Nov and Givon together, you've got 57 years, B'sach HaKol. In Nov, you have Shlosh Esrei B'Nov, because Shiloh was destroyed when Eli died. They came to Nov, and when Shmuel died, so now Nov was destroyed, and they came to Givon. And it says that Shmuel Shafat at Israel Eser Shonim, but then he also had the 3 years that he was together with Eli. So that the 3 years that he was together with Shaul. 1 year together with Shaul, 2 years he didn't see Shaul, and so on. So that's 13 years. And then you have 44 years B'Givon, which is Dovah HaMelech's 40 years, but he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. And then there were 4 years now before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. That's 44 years. These are short periods. But in Yerushalayim, also B'Binyan HaRishon Arbamiot V'Yeser, there were 410 years just for the Bais Rishon, and B'Binyan HaAchron Arbamiot V'Yeserim, and 420. So for 830 years, new. That's already some serious time. I mean, new, 300 years, big deal. 800 years already, you start to grow up, you know. L'kayem ha-shenem ha-gado yeh kvod ha-bayit ha-zeh ha-acharon min ha-rishon. Even though, obviously, there was no Vatumim, there was no Shem HaMishka, there was no Aron, there was no Eishma. What sense is it gado? Must be, it was gado b'shanim. So the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was 410, Beis HaMikdash HaShani was 420. Hadron Lachperk, we can't say Hadron Lachperk, we still have a lot of Dapim, we have to now catch up, and we have a lot of time to catch up, because we don't have all the Gadot to see.